Greetings and welcome, wonderful listeners. It's great to have you back. And I want to say that I've really been enjoying this Equinox journey that we've been on. I'm May Ruth, host and guide of Your Wild Soul Reflection. And I'm here as a way of really opening up a new view for myself and for you of what this spring equinox is really all about. I want to take a little bit of a look at why the lunar and solar eclipse of this season is so important. The lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra and the solar eclipse in the sign of Aries has actually not occurred in this configuration for the last 19 years. And as it stands, it will not happen again for another 19 to 20 years. So this spring is really important because it is bringing us around to a really new and pivotal place, both personally and collectively. The question today and the word that I'm presenting is accept. And as you know, I've been asking questions with the words that I've been looking at, the prompts that I've been working with over the last 11 days. Bindi's Soul Whispers word is the 12th one today, this 12th word of accept. And my question is, what needs to be considered in terms of the new beginning? What is it that this new beginning is asking you to accept in your life experience? Now, since we have this very, I like the word auspicious, that's often used in astrology when something really has quote marks around it. So these eclipses are like spotlights into our lives. And the word accept is asking, where do we need to, from the lunar side of the eclipse, where do we need to release the old definitions of who and what we are? Where are the places in your astrology chart, because it is shown in our charts, where we need to make this powerful change and where we need to let go of old ways of being, of old habits, of the past in many ways. In many areas of our lives, we each will have to take a look at what is calling and what needs to be totally let go of. If we look again, if we use nature as our template, nature does not hold on to the old leaves on the branches. Every leaf is a new one. When spring comes, the green foliage presents us with this whole new picture. In this regard, the question becomes, are you ready to accept releasing the shadows? The shadows are the parts of ourselves that perhaps have been hidden, and this lunar eclipse is giving us the ability to have inner illumination, to do some examination of these things that have been holding us in their grip. And now it becomes totally important to release all of the things that no longer serve us. You may find that it's going to be uncomfortable. Because one of the things, and this is in the Libra shadow energy, we may find it uncomfortable to let go of these old ways of defining ourselves because other people see us in a certain way. But that certain way may not be good for us. Now, when it comes to the spring and the Aries new, the solar eclipse energy, Aries has the definition of being able to step forth. It's the new bud. It's that new sprout that is showing itself in the light, that new part of yourself, that new identity. And that identity is what will take us into new expression over these next years. So it becomes very important to recognize and to accept and to declare personally for yourself who you are in terms of a new identity. For example, if your Aries is in the area of career, and you've been going back and forth about perhaps staying in a position that does not fit you anymore. Maybe you've outgrown this particular space. What the lunar eclipse will help you do is to really assess and look at the reasons you would hold yourself back. And then the solar eclipse is asking you to actually, with the Aries energy, to develop, to make a plan, and to walk forward into whatever it is that you really want to do that's singing a song in your heart. So overall, with the word accept, we each are being ask to take a look and to take ownership of the experience of what is pivotal, what is new, and how we will affect our own life experience by stepping into the absolute brilliance that we each are being given if we're willing to accept it. Again, accept all of who you are and celebrate it. Celebrate the love, celebrate the creativity, accept the wonder. From my heart to your heart, I will return tomorrow with our final stepping stone words. And so I want to greet you and say farewell until tomorrow. Bye for now.